as Mountain Home Lady Bombers are set to as Mountain Home Lady Bombers are set to take on the Springdale Harbor Wildcats. Mountain Home here is set to take on this team, and we are trying to get everything set. Lady, the junior varsity game is going on right now in front of us. You are here at the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. When it feels like home, it feels like home. I'm joined here with Spencer Adams. Spencer's able to join me. He was on the first call of the game at Valley View. Our boys are playing over at Green County Tech. Max Sharp is over there with our boys playing Green County Tech. We will try to keep some updates on the score. He's going to text me there as that's going on. I think maybe the girls' game's going. Jonesboro girls versus Green County Tech girls are going over there. But your Lady Bombers, nice little home and home. I say home and home, but it is a neutral court that they have set up with the Harbor Wildcats for the next few years. Mountain Home Lady Bombers will be the visitor team tonight, as Harbor will be, but we're meeting in the middle here at North Arc College. Spencer, nice to have you join us tonight on tonight's broadcast, man.
Yeah, glad to get to be back and do this again. Had a lot of fun that first time, and I told the Yonkers when I was walking in, I said, hey, if something goes wrong tonight, I'm not coming back. So I'm too superstitious to go through another one of
those.
Well,
in fairness, Spencer, the two games that that we did bring you in on, the opening game, Mountain Home played the Valley View Blazers, Lady Blazers, and they are going to be a top 10 team. They're undefeated since we were able to play them. And tonight you get to watch us play the Springdale Harbor Wildcats, which talking with Coach Leonard and Coach Husky are a team that, let's be honest, they might say they're a top 5 team overall in the state.
Yeah, 6A school, right?
No, yeah, 6A school,
big program. Got a coach that we've already. If you've been listening to JV game, they've talked about. She's been multiple programs now. She built Valley Springs up into quite a power, and now she's there with Harbor. Just a great coach, great program, and you know they're going to get after us tonight every chance they can.
Yeah, it's going to be a game that is going to be set up. We're going to get more into that game here in this Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. When it feels like home, it heals like home. We're going to take a short break. We will be back quickly to set this game up. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Bomber Sports Network and watching on... Sorry, you're watching on Bomber Sports Network and listening on Classic Hits 101.7. And we are back here on the campus of North Arc College, Mountain Home Lady Bombers set to take on the Springdale Harbor Wildcats. And if you heard that outro, it was really terrible that I did on the way out of here. But hopefully we don't turn the ball over like I turned that one over there. Joined by Spencer Adams, here's the Lady Bombers are set to take on the Wildcats of Harbor. Spencer, this is a big-time matchup in Lady basketball throughout the state, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I love that we're getting this kind of action in non-conference, because we both know that we could go play a lot of schools and win big, and it's not going to help us. So we talked about the Valley View loss, how big that might be for us the rest of the year, what we did wrong, what we can learn from that. And then to get another matchup with a school like this that you know is going to push you and make you better. And if you come away with a win, you know you've done something
good. That's exactly right. I was talking with Coach Leonard before this game, and he was talking about, he's like, look, you can go in and you can play a Valley View, and we didn't shoot the ball very good, right? He said, if we shoot the ball even halfway what we're supposed to shoot the ball, we win that game. Well, if you win that game shooting the ball well, it maybe doesn't open your eyes to some things you need to do to get better. And I think this Lady Bombers team saw some things that we needed to do to get better. With that loss, this is another one of those premier matchups that you're looking at saying, hey, you know what? If we win, it's a phenomenal win. If we lose, it's not a bad loss.
Yeah.
You know, this team, I think you're going to have Farmington number one overall in girls basketball. I think number two is Conway. This team got beat by Conway by 10. Really good team. Like you said, the coach is well known to this area, but a great coach. It's going to be a team with this Lady Wildcats team that you're going to see just get after you. They're going to, when you rebound the ball, they're going to be there. When you pass the ball ahead, they're going to be there. This might be the best man-to-man defense that we see all year.
Yeah, we're going to have to take care of the ball. I assume they'll jump up and press some. Obviously I've not seen them play to know that. They looked athletic out here shooting the ball. So yeah, you got to take care of the ball, and we got to shoot the ball. I mean, I think I probably got 15 questions coming back from that Valley View game. Well, what happened? It's like, well, we got shots we wanted. I told people I would be concerned if we just got manhandled down there, but we were getting the shots we wanted to get. We just couldn't get anything to go in. We got, if you remember that now, I think we made 5 threes, 3 of them came in the last minute and a half.
Yeah. Jayla got hot.
And we only got
right?
6 points from our post play. That's not a great combination for this team. You know, we need to shoot the three well, and then clean it up inside and get some points down there.
And the good news I saw for these Lady Bombers is that they were able to do that. They were able to do that in the next few games. When you watched with El Dorado game, we were able to kind of do what we wanted to and made those shots. Then we watched the Soto Central, and we were able to do the same thing of getting. Libby Fossens had a great game. And then we went over to the FedEx Forum, once again, Paragol, we kind of had our way with them. So, you know, it's one thing that you're able to see the Lady Bombers do these things, but it's they were able to get better. There is still key piece out. I say key piece, but I know she was starter last year. Whitten Coleman is out. The good news is this might be the last game that she's out for the Lady Bombers. I expect to have her back next Thursday. Her healing is progressing the correct way in the way that she wants to. So hope to have her back. And she's just kind of a facilitator on the offense and defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, always tough to have a lockdown defender like that out. And I know that's what she takes pride in. And then, you know, I talked a lot about it too, and she just really moves the ball around on offense. So yeah, it'll be great to have her back. And then, you know, tonight we'll just see how we handle that man-to-man pressure. And I think if you take care of the ball there and knock down some shots, you're going to be in this game.
I agree. You're listening to the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. When it heals, feels like home, it heals like home. We appreciate their sponsorship of the pregame show and the Lady Bombers. Once again, the boys team are over in Greene County Tech. They are taking on them. We will try to keep you updated. Matt Sharp is on the call. Matt, he is on the boot. If you want to tune over and listen to that game hasn't started yet either, but we will keep you updated here. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network. And we are back here on the campus of the North Arc College as the Lady Bombers are set to take on the Springdale Harbor Wildcats. Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Let's go ahead and get tonight's officials. Tonight's officials also brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. We've got Lance Pasco, Bennett Jones, and Jace Newton. Those will be officials for tonight's game as we're about 6 minutes away from tip-off in this 5A versus 6A. Springdale Harbor is a 6A team, one that's a pretty strong-looking team for what we've seen so far.
Yeah, they look athletic. They look long. And if they shoot anything like their JV team did, they're going to shoot the ball well. So yeah, we better keep them in front of us.
It's a game where you're going to see a lot of pressure. Man-to-man pressure is going to be from the Wildcats up on Mountain Home. Mountain Home's going to have to do a very good job of handling the ball. Now, I think our height can give the Harbor players a little bit of some issues if we can see over the top of their man. And I think a stat to look out for in talking with some of the coaches before the game is, do we get equal number of shots as them? Okay, so do we get equal number of shots? If we get equal number of shots, they lock our chances of hanging with this team. If we don't, that means we turn the ball over and they've got us in positions where they're going to have way more possessions and more shots. That's not going to go in the way of the Lady Bombers.
Yeah. You're either turning the ball over or you're giving them too many second chance looks. And we saw how much that hurt us in that JV game in that second quarter especially. So let's rebound the misses. Let's shoot 30% or so from three.
Yep.
And roll the dice and see where it ends up.
See what happens, right? Once again, this is a loss. It's not, if we do lose this game or win this game, it's going to be a huge win, a good win. Hang your cap in. It's going to be a loss that it's not a bad loss. But this is something that these Lady Bomber coaches do. I've seen it throughout the years. If you got a girl in the program coming up, this is something to watch for. Coach Leonard and Coach Husky, they will play a tough non-conference schedule. After this, we'll be on break. We will then go to the Billy Ply Classic over in Flippin. I mean, we're playing Thayer. We're playing maybe Bentonville West. You've got Bergman that's over there. So you're going to see some teams that are really good. They like to take these first 10 games and kind of figure out who are we.
Yeah.
You go to the summer camps, you don't really know. Not everybody has their full squad. You can feel good about summer camps. You can feel good about, but it's not games. We're going to get out in games, and we're going to figure out who we are. Are we a team that presses? Are we a team that plays fast? Are we a team that needs to drop back? Are we a team that needs to play zone, play 1-3-1? What do we look like on offense? Is our bigs do better back to the basket, face to the basket? You'll see them tweaking with those things the first 10 games.
Yeah, you hear the saying is, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Right.
And, I think we came out here first game of the year. We knew what we wanted to do.
Right.
Valley View kind of said, hold on, we're going to take a little bit of that from you. We've rebounded well since then with some good wins. But this is, like you just said, this is another one of those games where you're not just going to walk in here and win.
No.
You're going to have to play well. You're going to have to play good defense and shoot the ball well. And you said it. This means nothing from a – there's no standings right now. There's no. It's not a conference game. If you win it, maybe you move up a slot or two in the overall state rankings. But we both know that means nothing
right. In
the grand scheme of things, other than they put it in the Democratic Gazette week or whatever it is. But you go home going, hey, look what we just did. We just took the 6A team. We beat them.
Right.
Whatever. And then you go to these tournaments that you're going to, and you build off
And, I mean,
it.
We're looking at the likes of playing Greene County Tech. They're going to be there in the final state tournament. Valley View, they're going to be in state tournament in the 5A. These are games that we're playing coming up. Springdale's really good 6A opponent, right? There's a Tulsa Hype team. When it comes to Mountain Home, you got Cabot, North Little Rock. You've got teams that you're like, man, Nettleton, that's on our non-conference schedule. I mean, these are teams that you're looking at playing that if the Lady Bombers look up after non-conference in the 14 or 15 games you're playing with 10 wins, 10-5, 10-4, you're like, wow, we've set ourselves up with a really, really good non-conference. Even if you're 9-5 or 9-6 or whatever it may be, you're still looking really good setting up for the 5A West and the way you're standing there. Because I guarantee you, if you ask these girls, are they wanting to win a November 20-something game in North Arc against Springdale Harbor, are they wanting to be there at the end? March is when it matters for this group.
Well, let's face it. You don't want to step out on the court with a Farmington or a Greenwood for the first time, having never seen anything similar to that.
Right.
The game will be faster. It'll be more physical. So this That's what we're doing here. That's what they've done with all these preseason games. Not preseason, but non-conference games.
Yeah, non-conference games. I agree.
Is to just get you ready, man. And if you go in there, and you, like you said, if you're sitting there 10-4, 10-5, don't be discouraged by it. Just know that you pushed yourself to where you want to be, and let's go win what's in front of us.
Well, the captains are meeting in the middle of the floor. We're about a minute away from tip-off. You're listening to the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show of this Lady Bombers versus Springdale Harbor. We're going to take another short break. You've been listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.